When Beethoven died, the weather even sort of noted the event. There was a rare thunderstorm and snowstorm, and there was a crash of lightning and thunder, and Beethoven opened his eyes and sort of raised up his fist. And the Viennese took it as a portent of something great had happened, a great man had died. During the lying in state, all of Beethoven's hair was cut off as souvenirs. What happened to the hair later is that the lockets of hair were put into frames and kept by people that were friends of Beethoven. Nowadays, the attraction of the lock of hair, I think primarily, is that it allows people 200 years later to be in the presence of Beethoven again in a physical way.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. What to light.
Okay, now it's sealed with this inscription on with paper.
This hair was taken by my father, Dr. Hiller, on the day after Ludwig von Beethoven's death from Beethoven's corpse.
You hear? It was a vacuum.
I have a medical practice and I see a lot of patients, but seldom do I get to treat Beethoven posthumously. For me, it's 10% science, 90% emotion.
Yeah, the brown is a more intense color.
I'm no one special, but he has affected me in a very personal way. And when everything else is lost, and you really think you're alone, which happens to you frequently, you're never really alone if you listen to Beethoven. At least, I'm never alone, because I've always had Ludwig van.
Two 200 years since the birth of Beethoven, his music still speaks, as he expressed it, from the heart to the heart. Ludwig van Beethoven was born in Bonn, in this house, possibly in this room. A 100,000 people climb these stairs every year, drawn by love of his music. They particularly want to see the room where this extraordinary spirit came into the world. Not wanting to disappoint them, museum staff have labeled this the birth room, but they're guessing. It's a shrine to a composer whose music has inspired pilgrimage and passion across time, and now across different cultures.